It's not just about cheesecake. Welcome to Jewish meditation with Rabbi G, making every day count. So we were going through the seven emotions of the soul and tapping into each one. But today I want to just pause that and talk about Shavuot, which is coming up. And I mentioned cheesecake because, of course, that's one of the great customs we have on Shavuot, to eat cheesecake. But I wanted to share with you about the essence of what Matan Torah is. Unfortunately, often we see that Shavuot gets ignored. Shavuot is a very powerful chag. In fact, just before the Exodus from Egypt, we know the famous story of Moses at the burning bush, where Hashem told him that he wants him to become the leader of the Jewish people. Moshe Rabbeinu, Moses resisted and eventually accepted. But there's one very powerful line there, because this vision of the burning bush took place on a mountain that was the same mountain that later became Mount Sinai, the mountain on which God revealed himself on the day of Shavuot, over 3,300 years ago, and gave us the Ten Commandments, and gave us the Torah, and took us as a nation. What God said to Moses then, that day, was, "Behotzi'acha et ha'am hazeh," when you take this nation out of Egypt, "Ta'avdun et Elokim al har hazeh," you will serve God on this mountain. Meaning, we celebrate the Exodus from Egypt because that's what led us free. But God is saying that the purpose, the intention, the whole goal of the Exodus from Egypt is to get to Shavuot, is to get to the Torah. Because Torah gives us purpose, Torah gives us direction. Torah is God's wisdom. The Zohar tells us that God and his Torah are one. And therefore, when we learn Torah, we understand Torah, we become one with the Torah and one with God. And that's the goal. In fact, that's when we became a nation. The birth of the Jewish people starts with Pesach when we left Egypt, but the actual becoming a Jewish nation, a wholesome nation, took place at Shavuot, at Mount Sinai. This is our whole identity, our clarity of belief and faith, all is sourced at Har Sinai. And therefore, I wanted to do this little video and just talk about this a little bit, urging everyone to mark Shavuot. One of the ways to do that is to go to shul on Shavuot morning, this is Friday morning, and listen to the way they read the Ten Commandments from the Torah. Because the Midrash tells us, in line with the principle we mention very often, that in Judaism we don't celebrate history, we relive history. So therefore we are taught that every Shavuot, God gives the Torah once again. That great explosion, that great revelation happens again. And the Midrash says that when you're in shul, and you listen to the Torah reading, you listen to the Torah portion of the Ten Commandments that we read on the first day of Shavuot, and you listen to it, it's as if you are standing at Har Sinai and listening to experiencing the Sinai revelation. That's what it's about. And what happened at Har Sinai, besides the Ten Commandments? By Yerid Hashem al Har Sinai, Hashem descended upon Har Sinai. The Midrash tells us a fascinating parable. There was two kings, two kingdoms. One lived on a mountain, one lived in a valley. But they were totally separate. And there was this kind of schism, this decree, that those who live on top cannot come down, those of the bank cannot go on top. And then the king came once, the ultimate king, and more powerful than both kings, and brought them together and said, no, now it's okay, and one could go to the other. And our Kabbalists teach us that before the giving of the Torah, there was this separation between God and the world, between heaven and earth, between spiritual and physical. And one of the concepts of Matan Torah is that no, everything changed. We had the ability now to bring the holiness of Torah into the physicality of the world, to imbue the world with spirituality, to imbue the world with mitzvot, to imbue the world with godliness. And that is the power of the festival of Shavuot, and it's the very essence of who we are. We know that we have 13 principles that govern our faith that the Rambam sort of put together. And it's the foundation of Judaism. Number 8 is belief in the Torah revelation at Mount Sinai, because everything comes from that. And therefore, try to mark the festival of Shavuot. Eat some cheesecake or ice cream at the shul where you go to, because the custom is to eat milk foods on Shavuot, and have a very, very good Chag Sameach. All the best, and Chag Sameach.
Mm-hmm.